Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Gretchen Seth, Senior Vice President of International at Logistics Plus. Gretchen, thanks again for joining us. How long have you been with Logistics Plus, and can you tell us your title and your job responsibilities?
Sure. I have been with LP for 23 years. I was actually employee number 6. We now have somewhere in excess of 600 employees all over the world, offices in 23 countries. So I've seen a lot in my 23 years. I'm currently Senior Vice President of International, and I jokingly tell people senior just means old, and the international component is really not quite accurate anymore because these days I tend to do whatever it is the CEO needs me to do.
Gretchen, you have a lot of expertise in 4PL business. How would you describe what 4PL is?
I would say that a 4PL acts as a liaison between our clients and multiple service providers. That's it in a nutshell. A 3PL offers their own services to a client, and a 4PL goes out into the world and finds the best of the best of all of those services and then offers them to our client. And then we manage those services. For example, in the trucking industry, you have carriers that are going out of business. So we may have had an alliance with a carrier and they go out of business. And so, of course, we have to immediately find a replacement for that carrier. So we're constantly in contact with all the service providers in this area to make sure that we're getting the best to suit our clients' needs.
Gretchen, can you tell us a little bit about how Logistics Plus is bringing personal protective equipment, or PPE supplies as they are called, into the U.S., many of which will be available to local hospitals and med centers right here in Erie?
That's correct. This was something that started off a little over a week ago. We had a call from our LP China office, and they said, hey, we have relationships with suppliers of, at this point, it was surgical masks, the N95 masks, and gloves, and may we send you some? And they meant for our staff to use, in, you know, because they knew that the virus was migrating this way. And so they sent us a small parcel of this protective equipment. And so one thing led to another, and we found out that there were relationships established between our LP China office and some of these suppliers. And so we said, can you get more? Because we're not the only ones here who are going to need them. And so it started out as we were going to bring in N95 masks for the local community. And when we went out to the local medical centers to ask them if there was a need, the response was overwhelming. And we got requests for masks along with many other items. So as of today, at this time, we are sourcing about 6 different products, and that would include gloves and protective gowns and goggles and face shields from a number of different suppliers and bringing them together to bring into this country. We have gone through so many changes in availability and pricing and so forth over the past week. The situation is changing hourly. So what we're doing is we are sending a daily update to anybody who has requested information. We probably have 36 POs in place from local hospitals, nursing homes, assisted living centers, fire departments, police departments, doctor's offices, and it's been just wonderful to see that what we're doing is actually going to be making a difference in this area. We're very hopeful that none of this stuff has to be used, obviously, but it's so great to be able to provide it because a lot of these, especially the smaller institutions or, the smaller, like doctors, medical practices, if you go on Amazon and search for gloves, N95 masks, surgical masks, there are none. There simply are none. And so for us to be able to get a supply in to satisfy the needs of the Erie community is just, it's so rewarding to us. And we initially had thought we might be able to do an air charter. We're still working on that. Delta Airlines has been very supportive of our needs, and so we're working with them and a number of other providers to see what might be possible to bring an air charter, if not into Erie directly, at least into Detroit, which would be Delta's hub, or someplace close. Obviously, we would love to be able to bring it into Erie to use the Erie Airport. But if that doesn't materialize, we will still be bringing in through commercial air, probably into Chicago or JFK, and then get the goods in here within the next couple of weeks.
Has this been one of the more rewarding projects that you've worked on?
Absolutely. You know, I was thinking about that the other day, about the last time that I felt like this about my job. And I would say that the last time was probably in the weeks following 9/11. We were working with then GE Transportation to get products from Europe into the U.S. So we actually chartered an aircraft to bring in supplies from 9 different suppliers in 6 different countries in Europe. And we got everything done, I believe it was 9 days after 9/11 when we landed the charter. And this was after, I don't know if you recall, but at that time, nothing was flying. I mean, all the aircraft were grounded for days and days. And we were one of the first chartered aircrafts to arrive in the U.S. after the skies opened back up after 9/11. So that was about as intense as what this is. The difference with the post 9/11 charter was, I think, beginning to end, that was about 5 days. And I am on day number 10 with this one. And so the intensity continues because the factories in China are getting overrun with orders. And so you place a PO, and by the time the money gets there, the supply is gone. And so we've worked with a number of different suppliers with a number of different availabilities. And the only alternative is to work with them all night because there's a 12-hour time difference, of course, between here and China. So right about 8:30 in the evening is when the factory offices are opening up. So from 8:30 in the evening till about 4:30 or 5 a.m. is when we get all our questions answered. We place our POs. We, you know, confirm available quantities of all the items that we're trying to source. And it's been challenging. But fortunately, I must say, everybody with whom we're working here in Erie fully understands that this is not easy. Never have the laws of supply and demand been more in evidence than in this past 2 weeks. I mean, the prices of things have just skyrocketed. Things are, you know, 10, 20 times the cost that they were 3 months ago. And we have been putting out price lists every single day with updates because sometimes the prices actually will come down because we've been able to find someone who has a large quantity of things that we can buy. But otherwise, it's just a lot of, I can't confirm that price until you send me a PO and we go back to the manufacturer. So it's been challenging. It's been very challenging. But I know in the end we're going to bring a lot of product in, and we're going to make a lot of people, if not happy, at least more comfortable knowing that they have the PPE that they need, especially the first responders. You know, that's, for me, that's a very rewarding thing to be able to do.
Are there any other COVID-19 related projects that you have been involved with?
Yes. Our Dubai office was instrumental in providing a lot of supplies for our offices in other countries back in January when this started, you know, in Asia. So it was funny because I was talking to them this morning and I was kind of saying, oh, look, we're up against this and that and this. And they said, yeah, we've gone through the same thing. We had the same challenges, the same difficulties. As a company here in Erie, we have been involved in several different projects within the last month. One was a company for whom we move servers and computers and related equipment to their offices all over the country. They made a corporate decision to have everyone work remotely. So instead of putting 15 pieces of equipment on a truck and sending it into an office location, we had to take those 15 pieces of equipment, pack them separately, and send them out to residences. And this was something that had to happen within about a 48 to 72-hour period. So our Chicago office asked for help from the Erie office. So we had two command centers. One was in a New Jersey warehouse and one was in a Chicago warehouse. We sent people there overnight, and we got all of the shipments out to all of the residences so that all the employees could be up and running the following Monday. So that was a real good example of how this whole work-from-home, shelter-in-place scenario has affected us as a business.
Gretchen, what other specific challenges has COVID-19 presented to Logistics Plus and specifically to your role at Logistics Plus?
Well, you know, you would think that things would be slowing down for us, as people are closing and working from home. It's actually been quite the opposite for us. Because of the lack of availability of trucks, for example, people are reaching out to us even more to try to get goods expedited in or out of any factories that are still functioning in the various states. But we've also found that because people are working from home, they're able to take a broader view of their business and how they're doing things. And so we've actually gotten a lot of inquiries from people within the last couple of weeks saying, hey, you know, we think that once we come out of this, we might want to rethink the way we're doing things as a business. And can you help us with maybe some improved technology, or maybe can you help us with some improved shipping rates? And so it's given some people, I think, a time to reflect and think about what the future is going to look like post COVID-19. And so it's been different. I can't say that it's been better or worse. It's just been a little bit different.
I know that Jim Berlin is incredibly proud of the way his employees of Logistics Plus have stepped up to meet this COVID-19 challenge. Can you tell us what you have observed in-house?
Definitely. I have always been just in awe of our employees. We have the most enthusiastic, knowledgeable, great employees anywhere around. I'm very biased, but I love our team. When Jim, for example, the Chicago project I just described, he sent out an email in the morning of one day and said, look, I need a bunch of people. We're going to rent a car. I need a bunch of people to go to Chicago, a bunch to go to New Jersey. He had more volunteers than he had slots for. So it's just the mindset of our employees that I love. We have about 150 people here at Union Station, and I would say less than a third of our people are working remotely. And many of them are staying home for health reasons. Either they maybe have some physical issues or concerns, or maybe they're living with people who maybe are compromised and they don't want to be bringing the virus home. So they have elected to work from home. Jim has made it very clear that anybody who wants to work from home can certainly do that. But the response has been just incredible. And we have people who are here. We're of course, observing all of the social distancing. Even at lunchtime, when we might have, maybe Jim will be bringing in lunch, which he's been doing every day for the last 2 weeks. We bring three people at a time into the conference room to fill their plates. Everything is individual servings, a lot of hand washing, none of the desks are closer than 6 feet apart. So we're observing a lot of changes just because of, you know, the directives that have come down from the government and from healthcare professionals. But it hasn't changed the morale. In fact, I think people are feeling like they're a part of something important by being here and keeping businesses moving and keeping the shipments going. So it's very gratifying to see.
At Logistics Plus, you excel at working with businesses all over the world, and you help your clients achieve common goals. In what ways has today's COVID-19 pandemic made that more difficult?
I would say the most obvious change has been in the shipping industry itself. I heard a statistic the other day on the news that the major airlines have, you know, thousands of aircraft sitting on the ground. A lot of our cargo moves on passenger flights. So if the passenger flights aren't flying, the cargo capacity goes down considerably. And I've heard varying estimates, but one of the latest that I heard was that capacity is down something like 85%. So you can imagine what that does to the price of what is available. We've seen prices triple and quadruple, especially out of China. If you can get a plane, it's going to cost you four times as much if you can get space on a plane. Ocean carriage has not suffered as badly, but particularly out of Asia, because they're just recovering now from the virus. The sailing schedules are a little bit more sparse. The waiting list to get onto a vessel to actually get a container loaded has gone, you know, from just a couple days to maybe a week or more. So there are definite challenges. In the domestic trucking, we are seeing problems finding drivers. We are looking constantly for loads all over the U.S. and sometimes the load that maybe took 15 to 20 minutes to cover could take all day by the time we find a carrier who's available. So definitely a big change in the movement of freight. It's still moving, but it's more expensive and it's taking longer.
You've been with Logistics Plus for nearly 23 years. Is COVID-19 the greatest challenge that you've had to endure in your position here?
I would say yes. We've gone through several things. As I mentioned, the post 9/11 charter was a challenge. Also, back in 2008, fall of 2008, when the banking crisis took place, we had a layoff, and that was very hard. I think it's one of the only layoffs we've had, and so it was challenging. But what was interesting about 2008 was our business actually, starting early in 2009, it actually grew when other businesses were slowing down. The reason for that is that because of the shrinking of the economy, people were looking at their expenses, and logistics is a big expense for most companies. You know, shipping costs are a big portion of their budget. So they were looking at their shipping budget and saying, well, we have to take money out. And so we got approached by a lot of people who said, can you help us with our shipping? And we would go in and take a look at what they were doing, make suggestions for how to improve it. And we ended up taking a certain percentage out of their shipping budget, anywhere from, 6 to 12%, depending on what we were looking at. And the ironic part is that we picked up a lot of new business doing this. And then when the economy got better, they didn't come to us and say, okay, never mind, we don't need you anymore. They kept us on. So we ended up growing by one of the greatest percentages back in 2009. I think we've eclipsed that in the last few years because we've been growing by leaps and bounds with clients like Google and Amazon, and WeWork and Industrious and some of the other big companies with whom we've been working. But that was probably a time that looked really bad when the stock market crashed in 2008. It looked really bad for everyone, but it ended up being a positive thing for Logistics Plus.
Gretchen, you have been instrumental in helping develop Logistics Plus relationships with some of the biggest and best companies in the nation. Can you tell us more about the type of clientele that Logistics Plus is working with today?
Yeah, it's actually, we've been diversifying our services quite a bit over the past few years. One of the areas that has been showing a lot of growth for us is in the fulfillment, pick, pack, and ship industry. We work with a lot of Amazon resellers, so we warehouse their goods, and then we actually fulfill orders for them. That portion of our business is growing. We've gotten into the LP linguistic solution over the last 2 years. That business is also doing quite well, especially locally. They've got contracts with a lot of local organizations to do translation and interpreting work. We have, because of our association with the industry, which is called FF&E, Furniture, Fixtures, and Equipment, we've begun doing a lot of installations, whether it be installations in stores of fixtures or installations in offices of furniture. That portion of our business is growing quite a bit. And interestingly, Jim, just in the past month or so, has been talking about starting a branch of Logistics Plus to do medical supplies and equipment. So this is a great introduction to that, to do this this shipment of PPE out of China.
How is technology changing the way Logistics Plus and its clients work together?
By leaps and bounds. We have our own dedicated in-house IT and business development team, and we are working with some off-the-shelf products, but more and more we are building our own products to serve our clients' needs. And overwhelmingly, our clients are looking for more visibility in their supply chain. They want to know when their suppliers are shipping to them, when they can expect their product. and so we are developing tools that they can use, and there a lot of them are online, where they can find out where their supplies are in the supply chain. We operate the same way on the outbound side, where they can see where their shipments are going, where they're spending more of their logistics dollars. We can show them trends as far as, you know, what states they're shipping to, what products they're shipping, in what amounts, what carriers they're using. And all of this helps them to make more educated decisions about how they're spending their transportation dollars. And so, you know, knowledge is power, and data speaks. So when you can say to somebody, look, you may have a feeling that your Logistics Plus costs or your logistics costs are up because of X, but we can show you the data that says they're actually growing because of Y. And it really makes it easier to do our jobs because the data will speak for itself. And we are, and as far as the data is concerned, I said earlier that we do customize our solutions to fit the client's needs. We will do that depending on what kind of information they're looking for and what kind of system, you know, what's their operating system, what is their transportation management system, what is their warehouse management system, and we can connect systems. The integration is obviously something that takes time. But it can be done, and so we are integrating a lot with our clients so that our computer systems talk with one another, which makes things a lot easier in the end for them, and it helps with the visibility to the logistics spend.
Gretchen, getting back to your 4PL clients that you've helped develop, can you share some of the complex needs they have and how you make sure their needs are met?
Wow. Well, that varies by client, but let's see. So, all right, I'll give you an example of a client we have. They are a German manufacturer of floor care equipment and cleaning equipment, like pressure washers, power washers, floor polishers, that sort of thing. They have a headquarters in Denver, but they have 4 manufacturing facilities in the U.S., and several distribution centers. So they asked us to come in and help them manage that. So we have 2 people on site embedded in their headquarters in Denver, and we work directly with all of their manufacturing and distribution sites. So depending on what they are needing, we can adjust. For example, they have a distribution center in Arkansas, that was running far behind. And peak season for them, it starts right about now. You know, as spring comes and people are power washing and cleaning and doing that sort of thing, the demand goes way up. So they were running behind. So we ended up sending a team of people to their Arkansas warehouse to work side by side with their employees to help receive parts in, get them into inventory, drop orders against them, pick, pack, and ship out of the facility. So we had as many as 10 at one point, and now we're down to 4. But these are our employees that are working side by side with theirs to fulfill their customers' needs. So that's one example. We have another client who, where we don't do any hands-on physical work, but all of it is computer work in the sense that we are working in multiple offices of theirs, directing their carriers and service providers, and then keeping track of their performance. So that would be truckload, less than truckload, small parcel courier. We keep track of all that and report back to the customer at the end of every day, you know, the volumes that they've shipped. So it really does vary depending on the customer and their needs. We have a lot of customers for whom that they just call us and say, I need a truck, or I need to ship something by air from point A to point B. We do that as well. So our business can be transactional. It can be on-site working in a customer's facility. It can be off-site supporting a customer from Union Station who is located, say, in Texas. We have all different ways of engaging with our customers, and it just depends on what they're looking for.
Gretchen, last question, and thanks again for taking the time to do this. What can you share about your experience at Logistics Plus and being a part of this team and the role Logistics Plus plays as a great Erie employer?
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, for me, I've seen it all. You know, I laugh when the young employees come in the door and think that, you know, Union Station's always been here as an LP office and we've always been this big. And because we haven't. We started out with no office. Our office was at GE in Building 14. Then we moved to a temporary space in the Boston store building. There were probably about 20 of us down there. And then from there, we had a trailer that was on site at a trucking company friend of ours. and then we moved into, of course, our offices in Union Station in 2005, I think it was. But I think the experience that I've had has been very gratifying because I love the fact that we've grown so much right here in Erie. We are able to keep terrific young people from leaving Erie by giving them valuable work to do here. And that's always been something that's been very gratifying to me. And it's a terrific place to work. And I always tell everybody that will stop and listen that, you know, if you have any interest in international or domestic shipping or supply chain management, any of that, please come and talk to us because we're always looking for enthusiastic people. They don't have to be young either. I'm a perfect example of that. But we do good work, and enthusiasm is something that you can't teach. So if you've got that, we'd love to talk to you. You can always reach out to me through the website. But I really think that LP is, in fact, one of the best employers in Erie, and I'm just very proud to be a part of it.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as UPMC Hammett is in the Business Spotlight.